Yeah. amazing what God can do. Listen to the testimonies, amen. How somebody was surrounded by God. Can you look at somebody and say, but God? Come on, but God. I heard them say somebody was strung out on drugs. Stealing, and he got a garbage can. Can we say, but God? I heard somebody else say they went to the hospital.
I don't have to worry about that.
Bible said, the Father looking for true worship.
Yeah.
Romans chapter 5. Then we're going to turn over to 2 Timothy and read 2 Timothy chapter 4. And we're going to read verses 16 through 17. Isn't it good to know that even though the devil did what he didn't intend as evil, God turned around and made it good? The devil tried to take you out. The devil tried to steal your life.
Yes.
The devil tried to swap you all. God has for you, but God made a way in spite of it. Verse 1 of Romans 5 reads, therefore, being justified
by faith,
being what?
Outside.
Ain't nothing on the inside. ain't no substance. You screw into it and it go out the other side. So some of us have some superficial relationships that we build up a whole lot of confidence and trust in. And those relationships have failed.
Jesus.
But God says, if you love me, he said, I'll never leave you, neither will I forsake you. He said, I will be with you
always.
And now people will tell you that, but they don't stick to their words. I had some friends years ago, and they said, we'll always be friends. But it wasn't a real relationship, it was superficial. Because in a superficial relationship, stuff become between you and that person. That's superficial. Because I heard the Bible say, a friend loveth that
all times.
That's not superficial. That's when it goes down deep. That's when it goes beyond the outward appearance.
Yes.
And it goes down deep. So some of us have our faith have been made shipwreck. But the problem wasn't God. We were trusting in superficial relationships.
Right.
And superficial, everybody knows about superficial, right?
Yeah.
You know, like even years ago, you used to buy a car back in the 50s and 60s. That car would run to the tree. The tree will fall down. Because right? Those cars are made out of real steel. You got a car today and run into the air. And that thing will fall apart. That's superficial. That ain't the real deal. God is the real deal. I said God, he's the real deal. And what I like about God, if you commit yourself to God, and if you stay with God, they can make you that cross. I love my wife. I do as much work as I can. But guess what? One day, she's going to die, and I'm going to die. So when I die, maybe we go together. But if we die together, when she go, I can't go with her. Right? When I go, she can't go with me. But God will still be. Isn't that something? In death, God is still.
Hallelujah.
But that relationship in death can't go with you. I was in the hospital one of the times when the doctors were messing me up, fixing me up. They fixed me up. I had Achilles tendon surgery. So the doctor said, well, say all your goodbyes. And say, you know, not goodbyes, whatever you say. All your little words now. Because when I take you into the operating room, they can't go with you.
Right.
So the doctor said, what do you want? This guy's doctor, this is what you gotta do so we get this thing over. You know what I'm saying? I don't care. Just give me what you need so I can do this. I don't want to take 20 minutes talking about what you get, because that's 20 minutes long now to be in recovery room. So do what you gotta do so I can go. He said, well, I want to do this, but kiss your wife and all this, because she can't go with you. He didn't realize she went with me anyway. He gets to the But what I'm saying is, in that operation room, guess who was with me?
God.
Amen.
That's it.
How do we depend on so many relationships that can only go so far?
Yes.
But your relationship with God will go all the way.
Yes.
You ever think about that? Why do I have so much confidence in relationships that can end at any time, because only God has the appointed time. This relationship can end at any time. As I said, I was watching the family in Utah when they had a flash flood on a sunny day. It was raining in the mountain. The water came from the mountain down into the canal in the valley, and it flooded the valley in a second. Watched whole cars of family. You can see the cars. Did y'all see the top? Down the ravine. The whole family was killed in a matter of seconds. Didn't even know what hit them. But how many know that even if you're in that situation, God can be with you.
Yeah.
And that God can deliver you. So relationships are important. But the most important relationship you can ever have is your relationship with
God.
Amen. So Paul says in 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter, he said, at my first answer,
nobody
stood with me. Well, who is Paul making a stand for?
God.
God said, I was standing for God. And all those people that I thought I could count, you read a little earlier, he said, demons have forsaken me, having loved this present world. He said, to be honest, only Luke, and I believe Timothy with me. He said, you can bring Mark down because he's powerful. He said, but all men, when it was a matter of choice, when we're in a bad situation, and the people are afraid when they may lose, they will forsake you. Paul said, all men forsook me. He said, but notwithstanding the Lord, stood with me.
Yes.
The most important relationship is your relationship with God. So can you really say, I'm still standing? Then there's two ways to stand. Paul learned the right way to stand because the Lord stood with him. But then there's another way you can stand, and that's when you stand without the Lord. Anytime you stand without the Lord, you have fallen, and you don't even know it yet. Anytime you stand, and God is not on your side, you are fallen. We read in Romans chapter 5, wherein we stand by faith. You can't stand in yourself. You can't stand in your own power. You can't stand in your own might. But we have to stand by faith. In Ephesians, the 6th chapter, let's go there for a quick moment. Ephesians, the 6th chapter, it's important today that we're still
standing.
Whatever comes my way, Lord, I got to still be standing. Others may turn their back on God. But the Bible, I heard the scripture say, you got to work out your own
salvation.
Your salvation can't be dependent on anybody but God. But we have superficial relationship that we put a lot of trust in, and then when that relationship died, we blame God. No, God was there all the time. You just had confidence in the wrong thing. And I was telling someone earlier this week in Jeremiah the 17th chapter, the scripture says, cursed be the man that trusteth in man. This is what, how many know God says it's pretty much true? You can debate it, but it's true. He said, cursed be the man that trusteth in and make his flesh his arm. Cursed is an individual who rejects God and accepts a man. But he said, blessed is the man. No, I'm going over there, because y'all say, I know some of you all are pessimistic. Say, I ain't never read that in my life. So I don't believe it in there. Right? I'm going to go to it in a minute. All right, but let's just go to Ephesians 6 chapter. A lot of us are trying to stand, but we're standing by ourselves. We don't have a dependency on God. We're not leaning on the everlasting arm of the Lord. We're trusting in things that will not satisfy. We're trusting in things that will not heal. Amen. Ephesians 6, verse 10 reads. And like I said, for the sake of time, I'm not going to read every scripture, but if you don't want to make notes, you can go back and read them yourself. Verse 10 reads, finally, so he's writing to the church.
Amen.
He wasn't writing to the unsaved, but he's writing to the saved. Finally, my brethren, be
strong in the Lord.
In your husband.
In the Lord.
Be strong in your wife.
In the Lord.
Be strong in your best friend.
In the Lord.
Be strong in the president.
In the Lord.
Be strong in the Lord.
In the Lord.
Be strong in your lawyer.
In the Lord.
Be strong in the
Lord.
And in the power of love. Of what?
His
might. Whose might are you trusting in? What strength are you leaning on? Amen. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And in this verse, it says, what? Put on the whole armor Because there's nothing that God cannot do. Amen. There's nothing God can't do. So he said, finally, my brethren, be
strong.
What is your dependency on today? Are you still trusting in relationships outside of God? It's good to trust in a relationship in God. But it's not smart to trust in a relationship outside of God. Because if you trust in a relationship outside of God, God will not stand with you. Because one in God is a majority. You can have a million against you, and that is a minority. How do we know that? Because when Israel got to the Red Sea, after God had delivered them out of Egypt, amen, they got to an impossible situation. When Israel got to the Red Sea, it was in front of them, and the whole they saw the water before them, they had nowhere to go. Hallelujah. So they cried out to God. You know what God told me? He said, just be still and see the salvation of God. You know what God was saying? This man seems not too big for me. Because I'm God. Just think, God has spoke the word into existence. Yeah, how many people know how big the world? Anybody travel all around the world before? I did, on TV. I got an arrow in my throat. Don't get so serious. So every once in a while, I got a big dog smile or something. I'd be thinking, oh, yeah, I'm going to take a long time. All right, there we go. When Israel got to the Red Sea, how many know that was an impossible situation?
Amen.
Even if they had every engineer and architect and all the construction equipment, no one could have delivered them overnight. Right? All the equipment, all the knowledge, technology in the world would not have delivered them overnight. But God said, just be still. And know that I am God. I don't know what you might be going through this afternoon, but don't leave God out. Include God and then be still and see what God will do. Amen. Get down to verse 14 of Ephesians chapter 6. All we, well, that's verse 13. All we deal with is what? Standing. Anybody can fall. Anybody can give you bad news. I like good news. And the good news comes from the gospel. Right? Because the actual meaning of gospel is
good news.
The actual meaning of gospel is let me take a station identification break. I like the spot, amen. Verse 13 reads, wherefore take unto you the what? Holy armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the
evil
day. Well, when you got God with you, you can stand in the evil day, and then he goes on to say at the end of that, the what? Having done all
to stand.
Having done all. Well, you gotta understand with what? The armor of God. A lot of us are trying to stand, but we didn't bring the armor with us. So in the middle of the battle, we're losing because we forgot to bring the armor. So he said, having done all to stand, stand therefore, and then he goes on to give them the prescription for how to stand. You have to put on the what? The whole of God in order to stand. Amen. And just for the sake of time, we will go over the armor quickly. I'm not going to go into it, but it says, first of all, have your loins girded about with the
truth.
If you believe in the lie, that's not the armor. All right, so in order for you to put on the armor, it has to be the what?
Truth.
Can we say the truth?
The truth.
And have it on the breastplate of righteousness. Righteousness means I'm in right standing with God. So first of all, you have to have the truth, and then you have to be in right standing with who?
God.
If we're going to go through real slow. So first of all, Are you believing the truth or are you believing the lie? Are you standing in somebody else's sight or are you standing in the sight of God? Righteousness. Amen? After the righteousness, he said, and your sheep shall with the preparation of the gospel of
peace.
Now the reason he didn't say your feet with the gospel of peace, because there's a whole lot of all the gospels.
Alright.
And those gospels are the gospels of gossip. Right? If it's not peace, all it does is cause confusion and division. So God said you gotta be truthful. You gotta be in the right mind, and then don't cause a whole lot of stuff talking about people. Alright, that's English, plain English. Amen. So you gotta have your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. He said, above all, taking the
shield of faith.
Well, how are you gonna fight out everything the devil is going at you? You gotta have the shield of
faith.
So every time the devil thinks he has you on one end, you put up
a shield.
You put up the shield. Somebody said, every time I turn around, I'm getting knocked down. You don't have on the whole armor of God. Amen. The shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the
helmet
of salvation. Let your mind be enriched with God's word of salvation. That is the helmet of salvation. So when I'm in a battle and I don't know what to do, I run to the rock. And that rock is Jesus. And the sword of the
Spirit,
which is
word of God.
Now, how are you fighting? Are you using the Spirit? Are you using flesh? A lot of us are trying to get deliverance. A lot of us are trying to stand, but we're trying to stand with our own power. Now, let's go to Jeremiah chapter 17. Amen. We're trying to, anybody want to stand today?
Amen.
I said, if anybody want to stand today,
trust
in man and make his flesh and all. heart, but what? But what? So when you were trusting in that person and making your situation out, your heart did what? You have gone for a woman. So some of y'all say that they talk to all. I'm talking to men anyway. You have gone for what? You have gone for who? God said, if you left me for anything other than me, you are
cursed.
Yeah.
Cursed
is what? Curse. You know what? I like the screen. If y'all can, if anybody can see it, you can make it bigger. Just so you can get in there. I'm trying to stand, but I'm trying to stand with somebody else helping me. And then I'm standing with God helping me. But I know, you know what I like about God? When God gives us a problem, He also gives us a solution. Isn't this how good God is? So if you're cursed because you trust in, you know, I heard people say every year, I used to walk with God, but my husband, my wife, my best friend, my mother, my father, you know, with a whole lot of situations. They did this and I just said, God, I got mad at God. Anybody ever get mad at God because of somebody else? God said, if you got mad at me because of what they did, you are
cursed.
Y'all didn't help me. And y'all know me what?
Curse.
Somebody said, well, you don't know what, I'm gonna pick up, you don't know what pastor did to me. So that pastor messed up, I ain't never going back to church. God said, wait a minute, your heart departed from me because of a human being? And you trust in them? God said, because you left me because of them, you are
cursed. Amen.
Do we have to? Everybody got to stay there where you are. I think we got this. Come on, everybody got it right. You understand that, right?
Yes.
But then he gives us a remedy in the next verse. The next verse says what?
For he shall be hard.
Wait a minute. Go to verse 7. Go to verse 7. We don't want that one. But what?
Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord.
Stop right there. Blessed is the man that what?
Trusts in the Lord.
So when you trust in man, you are? Wait a minute, how do I say all that? When you trust in man, you are?
Cursed.
When you trust in the Lord, you are?
Blessed.
So who are you trusting in?
Lord.
Who are you trusting in?
Lord.
If you're trusting in the Lord, you got assurance that you are?
Blessed.
It's not even up for debate. Yeah. Nobody can change this. This is God's word. So I'm trusting in God, so I'm blessed.
Amen.
Praise Jesus, I'm blessed.
Right.
Isn't it good to know that God has something else for us?
Yes.
Amen. And then all we have to do is just be obedient, and God will bless and help us. Amen. We're going to read Isaiah 55, starting in verse 1. That we're trusting in stuff that's not satisfying. We've been doing the same thing over and over again, and yet instead of our life and situation getting better, they're getting worse. Instead of us having peace of mind, we have nothing but trouble. Isaiah 26 says this: if you keep your mind on God, He will keep you in perfect peace. Somebody said, I don't have peace. Where is your mind at? What is your focus? Where is your concentration? Because if your mind is stayed on the Lord, God will keep you in. You don't need to depend on anybody else but God. When it seems like everything else is falling apart, God will keep me in perfect peace. The world all around me is falling apart, but God will keep me in
perfect peace.
Isaiah 55 verse 1 says, hold everyone that thirsts, come ye to the water, and the heathen hand, come ye. You know you ain't trusting in man if you ain't got no money. You ain't trusting man. You got to talk with no money with man, and they look at you and tell you you better get out of here. Right? So you don't have no money. Come ye, buy. Eat, yea, come. Buy wine and milk
without money.
He said it won't satisfy you. It won't heal you. It won't make a way for you. He said, but if you just come to me, you don't have to spend money for it. He said, you don't have to put your energy into it. Just trust in me. As the elders and the ministers come forward, and evangelists ministry for us.